Welcome back to Pesukei HaDaf. We are on Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Dalet. Our Daf only contains one Pasuk, which appears at the top of the Amud going over from Amud Aleph to Amud Beis, and it reads as follows. It's Pasuk in Shmois, Perek Chav, Pasuk Yud, in Aseres HaDebrois, V'yom HaShvi'i Shabbos LaHashem Elokecha, and the seventh day should be a day of rest for you, Hashem, your God, to Hashem, your God. Lo Yisaseh Kom Lacha, you should not do any work. Atov in Chav Yitecha, Abdechav Amas Lachav, Em Tochav Agerecha, Hashem Yisharecha. You, or your son, or your daughter, your servant, your maid servant, your animals, and the stranger who lives at your gate. Okay, so this is what the pasuk says. What is the Gemara darshaning over here? The Gemara is discussing that if a person does a act or through their animal, so a person transgresses melacha through their animal doing that melacha from them, not only, as we discussed in the previous daf, is it something which a person would not be chayav, would not be liable capital punishment for, like breaking Shabbos itself, but there wouldn't even be malchus, which means the regular lashes, which would be given to a person transgresses a lav shevet Torah. Why not? So the Gemara gives two suggestions. On Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, because it's a lav shenitan lazaras misas beisin, which means to say that this lav of lois asa kum locha could be either lav, the prohibition which leads to the capital punishment of a person transgressing it, but mezah, so that cannot be used for a lesser punishment as well in another frame of reference of Malchus. But the other reason the Gemara suggests, as you come over to the top of the Amud Bey, says, and even according to one who says you do get Malchus, so Lava Shanita Nazaras Mrs. Baistin, in this case, why does it say Ato? Why does it say you as well? It's to emphasize, whenever you say Kiddush, why does it say Ato, you? To emphasize only you, only if you do it, would you be Chayv the Malchus in this case. Now, just a very important point you learn, we see from here as well. The Shadal points out Rav Shmuel David Lutzato, known by his acronym Shadal, points out that the Torah is not androcentric when it's talking over here. This is not talking only to men. It's not like the Aseres HaDibros is saying, you men, you should not do work, because otherwise it would have included in this list of people that a man is responsible for is their wife. But that's not the case here. It's talking to man and woman. As you know, Zohar and Shamar are connected to one another, and the Gemara darshans that a man and a woman are equally chayv in Shabbos, even though it is a mitzvah asay shazman grama. And that is clear by the fact that everybody in the list over here is outside of grown men, man and woman who are Jewish. That's point number one, which is fascinating to appreciate in this word atar. What is also fascinating to appreciate in this pasuk is, as the Igra Dakata points out, the Din of a Rebbe points out, is that why is the Torah mandating what we do the rest of the 6 days? Isn't the mitzvah of Shabbos to be doing rest on the seventh day, so it doesn't make a difference? Why can't I rest in my hammock for 7 days a week, and thereby I'm also resting on Shabbos? Why do the Torah need to tell me, Sheshes Yomim Tavod, that for 6 days I do need to work? And the Igra Dakata says, a very famous idea, an idea that you can't really rest on Shabbos if you haven't worked to deserve that rest. If you haven't really put up a challenge and worked and earned, and you're not going to enjoy it. You're going to eat peanut butter and jelly on Shabbos. The same thing with the world to come. You can't really enjoy the world to come if you just spend the entire resting. You can't eat in the winter if you haven't stored away in the summer. What the Torah is saying is, not only is it important that you rest on Shabbos, but it's important that you prepare in order that your rest should be fulfilled, that you spiritually and physically have reached the point where you yourself can enjoy it, which is central to the person themselves, not necessarily the animals or ancillary beings in their environment. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.